This is All Things Considered from NPR News. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Michelle Norris. For those of us raising young children, the Olympics have posed a dilemma: to watch or to sleep. How can you say no when your child pleads, "Can I please stay up to watch Michael Phelps win one more medal?" Bedtime rules are going out the window in many homes. But even though school's out, some kids still have to get up early for summer camp.
Tyler, where are you going? Everyone else is still here.
Go, line up, guys.
If you're 8 years old and you have to show up at baseball camp each morning, the best you can do is at least act as if you're awake.
I feel fine. I haven't really wasted much energy, so we'll see.
That's Chaz Goldman of Tacoma Park, Maryland, at Home Run Baseball Camp here in Washington, D.C. He's a gymnastics fan, and some nights those gymnastics competitions didn't air on TV until 10 p.m. or later. Gavin Chesson has a 9 p.m. bedtime, normally. His mom, Alicia Chesson, let that slide this summer to around 10 p.m. She says she pays for the late nights the next morning.
It is hard to get him out of bed. There's no question about it. I count my blessings that school isn't on right now, and this is camp, so there's a little bit more of a, I guess we're a little bit more laid back about it.
5-year-old Sophie Graff usually follows a strict routine: 8:30 bath, 9 o'clock bed, story until 9:30. Her mom, Sarah Kahn, says the later nights are fine with her.
Summertime, it's not as critical to us. They've got the camp, but camp starts a little later than school, and we'd be more than happy to have a little bit more Olympics to decrease the energy in the house. They're doing just fine.
And, she adds, her daughter has drawn some inspiration from the games. She's watched beach volleyball and now has her own bikini.
Let's go! Hit it, man! Let's go, let's go!
Home Run Baseball Camp is run by John McCarthy. He says there's a good side to all this Olympic watching. It's an opening to talk with kids about sportsmanship and training.
It doesn't seem like they're tired. It seems like they're inspired by the athletes and the coverage. So we try to talk about some other athletes that we might have seen or stories we might have seen. But it's nice to share the experience with all these kids because I'm a fan like the kids are.
Hey, try to bend your knees a little bit more.
Shayna Brotzman is 7 years old. She plays first base, shortstop, and second base at camp, and she's changed her evening routine.
Usually I just take a shower and go to bed, but now I just go and watch Olympics instead of going to bed straight away.
It's been great. She has got to know different sports, and we talk about how much training is involved, and it makes her want to come to baseball camp.
Shayna's dad, Robert Brotzman, has discovered a great parenting tool in other Olympics coverage.
Sometimes it's hard to get up in the morning, but I told Shayna that we're going to get up in the morning and watch Olympics, and that gets her out of bed, right?
Yes.
Parents and their Olympic-watching, sleep-deprived, bleary-eyed kids at Home Run Baseball Camp in Washington, D.C. The games end this weekend, and luckily for some parents, before school starts.